refugees, East Africa Community, the Arid and Semi-Arid Lands, ASALs, and Regional Development Cabinet Secretary Beatrice Askelmo, along with Principal Secretary Kello Hassama, have commended the successful implementation of the Kenya Development Response to Displacement Impacts Project, KDRDIP, Phase 1 project in Turkana County. During a two-day visit aimed at evaluating the progress of the project's first phase, the officials expressed their appreciation for the transformative impact of the initiative on local livelihoods. Funded by the World Bank and implemented by the State Department for ASALs and Regional Development, the Shush 10 billion, five-year project aims to address the unique challenges faced by communities in ASALs regions, particularly those affected by the influx of refugees. The KDRDIP project is a critical element of the government's efforts to bolster the livelihoods of these communities. The project's interventions in Turkana County have resulted in significant improvements in infrastructure, education, healthcare, and water access. With 841 projects completed and a total investment of Shush 3.2 billion in the region, the initiative has directly benefited both host communities and refugees. Key services such as schools and healthcare have been expanded, contributing to the region's overall stability and resilience. KDRDIP's success in Turkana is a testament to the government's commitment to supporting marginalized communities and refugees, said C.S. Mo. The project has played a pivotal role in improving livelihoods and strengthening the region's ability to withstand socioeconomic challenges, she added. Principal Secretary Kello Hassama echoed the sentiment, highlighting the project's role in creating long-term sustainability and resilience. This initiative has not only improved infrastructure but also empowered communities to adapt to their challenging environment. The government's commitment to such projects is unwavering, and we will continue to support such efforts to ensure the resilience and sustainability of ASAL's communities, he said. The regional focus of KDRDIP has been instrumental in promoting sustainable development in ASAL counties such as Turkana, Wajir, and Garissa. These areas, often grappling with harsh climatic conditions and the pressures of nearby refugee settlements, have seen substantial improvements in infrastructure and services. The project's emphasis on sustainability aligns with Kenya's broader regional development strategy, which seeks to enhance resilience and self-sufficiency across the regions. Looking ahead, C.S. Mo and P.S. Hassama promised to advocate for a second phase of the KDRDIP project, which is expected to further expand interventions and build on the successes in these counties. The continuation of this initiative will be crucial in extending the benefits to more communities in Kenya's arid regions, reinforcing the ministry's mission of fostering regional development and addressing the unique needs of ASAL areas, noted Hassami. The positive outcomes we've seen in Turkana show that with the right investment and commitment, we can empower these communities to thrive, C.S. Mo added. During their visit, the leaders also distributed government relief food to vulnerable households.